Abdul Wahid Mohamed Umar, one of the Sudanese refugees who fled the Sudan conflict in April, says the Sudanese refugees at Gorom Kam lack basic needs. Umar says Sudanese refugees that are given cash, which he says is not enough buying food and other basic needs. He says many refugees at the camp go hungry, while others depend on handouts from relatives.
There are food shortages in the camp, and we are given 7,000 South Sudanese pounds for 2 months. Whatever someone gets finished before the 2 months. Others depend on their brothers to feed them, while others starve for days without food. Another challenge is that there is the shortage of water. We also have some of our brothers who have not been registered by the UN agency.
Women and children are among the Sudanese refugees who have camped outside the UNHCR reception office for the past 6 days in protest against living conditions at Gorom. Umar says security officers around Gorom refugee settlement allegedly harassed Sudanese refugees. VOA could not independently verify Umar's accounts of the harassment.
We also have an issue. If we are seen gathered in one place talking, the soldiers will come and take us to the police station in the area, disturbing and beating us. If they find two of us talking, they would say they don't want to see gathering, even if someone wants to take his brother for lunch. The soldiers will take you. The security situation is not good.
Abdallah Doman, another Sudanese refugee, says living conditions at Gorom settlement camp is there.
The situation is so dire. We found people living there before us, so they have immunity more than us. Even when we are getting water, they will get water before us, and you can't say anything because the soldiers may come and take you and beat you. That is why we say, since there is no food, no water, no registration, and no security, we decided to come and sleep at the UNHCR office here.
South Sudan in Focus reach out to the UN's refugee agents for comment, but they referred this program to the South Sudan Commission for Refugees Affairs. John Darby, Deputy Commissioner for Refugees Affairs, says the UNHCR reception center in Juba has stopped registering refugees.
When you are a refugee, anything can happen to you, but you need to be patient with the situation, be patient with the system. Everybody has a different task. Our task as a government is to take care and make sure they are protected. There's no insecurity for them. This thing came as an emergency. The war started as an emergency. Now, we were not prepared for emergency. So I'm really not just even stuck. What do I do? I have no money to even take the bus. To hire the bus to take them to Gorom. Why did they come here? They should wait for us in Gorom.
South Sudan currently hosts more than 14,000 refugees from Sudan and other neighboring countries at Gorom refugee settlement on the outskirts of Juba town. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.